coming off a fantastic SBVA conference meet, Noah, going in. Of course, you've had some great throws, but wow, 219. I was at the RPAC meet in Cambridge, and Coach Zugi texted me, and I think a billion other people when he saw you. I take it he was there to see it. 219 feet. Wow, wow, what a monster throw! That had been fun.
Oh, it was so much fun going into that meet. I had tweaked quite a few things in practice that week, just kind of messing around with new things, see if I could add any feet, any distance, anything like that. Because once you get in that 200-foot range, you can take whatever you can get, and those little things make a huge difference. I just tweaked a couple things, and it ended up paying off. Last Friday, fantastic day, fantastic weather, not much wind. Took advantage of that, took advantage of the crowd, really had fun with it. And then second throw, that 219, left the hand, and it just felt money. And then if you watch the video, you can tell, I was like, I cannot scratch this. I had to really be a ballerina and be an athlete and not foul that throw. But, no, fantastic day, fantastic mark, really happy with it.
I talked to Coach Leonard's as he was in McCook early last week for the JV invite, and we talked about you a little bit. He talked about your previous meet. You had a good throw, but it talked about sectors. It didn't go down the right sector. I'm making sense here, but it seems like a couple of meets you've had some good throws, but in this one at the SPVA in Grant, this was the perfect throw, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. When he talks about that right sector, he means when there's usually a crosswind or some kind of headwind, you want to try and throw it down the right side of the sector, kind of down that right line, mm-hmm. and kind of let it draw back in. If you play golf, you know, the draw goes kind of from right to left. And when you throw discus, you kind of want to draw it right around, right outside the right sector, and see if you can get the wind to help you at all, and throw it down. And it'll come curve back in. During the Grant meet, actually, I just threw it straight down the middle and just had enough behind it to make it go far enough. So, yeah.
219.6 puts you now second in the nation. Now, when you heard about that, you're already top 10 going in, but now number two, I think the other guy is, what, 225, I'm not mistaken, but boy, you're right up there with the elite, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And before that, I think I was sixth in the nation, and mm-hmm. well, that was with a 207, and number two was a 210, so I was like, if I could put three more feet on this, I'll be in that second spot. And that's kind of the mentality I had going into that meet. I really wanted to be up there, top three at least, and it was enough to be second, so super happy with that.
I'm sure everybody is now asking the million-dollar question, can you throw it even farther now? Do you still like, hey, yes, I still got a little bit more in me to heave it a little bit farther?
Yes, absolutely. And I think we're peaking at the right time, right? You know, state's 2 weeks away, and right around the corner, districts next week, two big meets this week. I 100% think I can throw it further, maybe get a little headwind or crosswind. I think tweaking those things in practice helped a ton, and that's just going to keep adding more feet once I get used to it and once I start getting familiar with it. I think that can add 5, maybe even 10 feet to really figure it out.
I know your shot put, you really wanted to do a lot better this year than last year in that area, and you have, haven't you?
Yeah, it's not quite where I want it to be yet. Still tweaking a couple things in that, really starting to figure it out during the right time. We got some coaches here that are really helping with that. They're always there when I'm throwing, taking videos, helping with what they can help with. But really trying to get that to 60, see if we can place at state in the top three. That'd be huge for points. But no, we gotta figure that out pretty soon because we're running out of time here.
Just curious, do the college coaches reach out? You're in Nebraska. You're going to Nebraska. Already committed there. Signed there. And are they allowed to reach out to you like during the season after for this and that, or is that totally against rules?
It's not against any rules that I know of, but okay. We haven't really done a lot of communicating.
Okay.
Coaching wise, we've done a lot of communicating with, you know, hey coach, I threw this new PR today. Super happy with it. And they usually give me a, oh yeah, that a boy. But no, we haven't really done a lot of coaching this spring. But once this summer hits and next fall hits, we really hit it hard.
And that's what I meant more than anything. Is they those coaches hear about this and read athletic.net, everything they find out, and I thought they reach out and say, hey, nice job. Just say, hey, we're following you. We know what's going on, and we just want to say congratulations. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And they're usually one of the first people I text right after I throw. You know, I throw my last throw, and then I get my phone out to text the coaches and update them and let them know how it went.
Now, you've got two meets this week. Boy, that Tuesday, I'm sure you look at the forecast. At best, Midwest Sutherland rain and 50 degrees. Doesn't sound great at all. But then the Dundee County Stratton Twilight on Friday. I know it's before the district, which your district is the following Thursday. Are you know, for, I guess, for two meets, do you take it easy? Do you go to... We'll say, because I just doesn't sound like Sutherland's going to be a go. I think it sounds like it's going to rain all day. It's going to be crappy, and that's not going to be a good throwing day. But take it, we'll say, Benkelman. Do you go all out? Hey, I'm going to shoot for 220-plus at Benkelman on Friday.
Yeah, for sure. And I think Tuesday, we just give it all we got, see what we can make happen in that rain and in that cold, because you never know what districts or state could be like. You just got to be ready for any kind of weather like that. See what kind of marks you can put out there in that kind of weather and that kind of situation. We didn't have a great situation in Hershey, but I went out and gave it all I got and ended up with a 202, which I was pretty happy with. But this Friday, really looking forward to it. Weather looks like it's going to be good as of right now. Got some really good competition up there. Super pumped for that meet. They got new rings. Excited to try those out. But yeah, Friday, super pumped for that meet and that competition and that style of meet over there. Super happy with it. Super
Brock Bailey of Dundee County Stratton's had a great year in the shot and the disc, and you guys have met up a couple of times. It seems like you kind of bring out the best in each other, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. He's fantastic competition. He works really hard. It really shows in his technique. Very strong, very, very solid in his technique. Super good competition. Always fun to throw against and talk to.
Noah, thanks a million for doing this. Much appreciated. You have yourself a great week. I probably won't see it settling on Tuesday, but I am going to be in Benkelman for the meet on Friday, so we'll see you there, okay?
Sounds great. Hopefully I can throw another bomb for you on Friday. How's that sound?
You're going to have 1,000 people over that, both locations. You're going to have a ton of people watching, no question about it.
Super excited for that.